spiritual, psychedelic, folk music. Sounds like. It sounds old-timey, but it's psychedelic.
Psychedelic music, are they using electric guitars?
No, sometimes it's boombox and acoustic recording on tape and mono, you know. Lo-fi, so anything goes. But then, you know, I think Bonnie Prince Billy did some songs with Adele. Like, he's a sought-after writer. But his songs are real spaced out.
You're listening to Man Behind the Machine. Inspirado Projecto! This is Pete McHugh from the Pete McHugh Show, and I wanted to thank you for the bumper, bro. I truly appreciate it, man. Truly appreciate it. Be blessed, be well, and I'll be checking you out soon. Thank you so much, man. That brightened my night last night, and I literally mean that because the power was out. But you know what? That brought a little light to the night. So I thank you very much, good sir.
You just heard right there a couple of Man Behind the Machine selections. They are always good for providing interesting field recordings and other such electronic mania. Also, we heard a phenomenal thank you note from Peter McHugh. I sent him a theme song, and that was his thank you. I just love sending those theme songs. It's so fun. They're like little Easter eggs. I just, you know, put them out there. Here's a gift for you. Here's a gift for you. This one's for you. That one's for you. So much fun. I just love it. Johnny Appleseed, that story has resonated with me through the years. It's fascinated me. So, subliminally, I think I've become a Johnny Appleseed of sorts. Perhaps someday I'll make that movie. I know I'd love to make the Pecos Bill movie. John Garside from Forgotten Tales and I have talked about that. So in addition to doing the Pecos Bill movie, which, why not? Why not throw in Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox? We haven't seen those movies yet either. So throw them all in there. Let them all be friends. Let's get John Henry in there too. Hammering the train track. Ooh, wouldn't that be interesting? You get this whole movie where you start at the beginning where he's hammering, bam, bam, bam. So throughout the whole movie, you just see this. He's just going and going and going. And he's going against the machine. Now, we all know what the sad ending is for John Henry. However, that would be kind of an interesting thing. While that's marinating in the background, we got all these other tall tales, folk tales and stuff going on. So Pecos Bill and Johnny Appleseed. So I love being the Johnny Appleseed, planting the seeds and then learning later how the forest has grown, how the garden has grown, what kind of nutritious fruits, flowers, plants, etc. have grown in the meantime. So thank you, Peter McHugh, for that. So today, this is CEC. You're listening to Inspirado Projecto. Today's going to be another K-Chung Studio episode. Last time, the equipment in there was all funkified, so that's why I moved it to a podcast. That was the one with Craig Spivak, great comedian. So the podcast we did is called Kurt and Craig Talk Process, which is great. We had so much fun talking about process, what goes through with it, what people go through to create their process, the frustrations he has being a stand-up comedian, all that stuff. So you can hear me trying to help remedy his frustration with alternative solutions. There's always a great feeling when we just move in the direction of the inspirato, move in the direction of the inspirato, and it takes care of itself. Doesn't have to be forced. Does not have to be forced. So today, by the time you hear this, it may have happened already. Who knows? 1 to 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Inspirato Projecto radio show happens between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock p.m. Chinatown, Los Angeles, on 1630 a.m. Kaechung. Kaechung! Sounds like a kung fu robot, doesn't it? Kaechung! Watch out for Kaechung! Here he comes! Ah! And then a time traveler finds Bruce Lee and then brings him there. So today, 1 o'clock, 2 p.m. Oh yeah, we got Wizard of L.A. today in the studio. Wizard of L.A. There's a podcast where I hang out with the Wizard of L.A. and his crazy misfits, Reverend Mark and Lumi, the all-seeing eye. Today it's happening in the studios. The Wizard was going to be in the studios with Craig. That was going to be a surprise for Craig. Of course, I didn't tell him that because I didn't want to ruin a surprise. That was going to be the surprise. Wizard of L.A., Craig Spivak. Check out Craig Spivak on Instagram. He says some funny stuff. C-S-P-I-V-E-K. That's his Instagram. I also have an Instagram for Inspirato Projecto, which is by the same name, INSPIRADOPROJECTO. What else? I think that's about it. Oh, by the way, today's World UFO Day. So any of you abductees, witnesses, enthusiasts, I am a true believer, as you are. Check out Dolores Cannon. Check out her stuff. Check out her videos. Dolores Cannon. Also check out her books, Convoluted Universe. Wow. They'll explode your brain. If you want further information, check out... Oh my gosh. There's so much information out there. Oh, Dr. Roger Lear. Dr. Roger Lear. L-E-I-R. I had Dr. Roger Lear. He did alien implant surgeries. He did all these surgeries on folks who were abducted. They had alien implants. And witnessed some astonishing UFOs in Turkey. You can check that out. Look up Turkey UFO footage. You'll see it on YouTube. There are three parts. And if you put in Roger Lear or Dr. Roger Lear with the word Turkey UFO, you can hear him describing his experience on Coast to Coast, describing it. He talked to us at, I went to a UFO meeting. They would hold these once a month. Stephen Bassett, he would hold these things once a month out in Marina Del Rey. And I had the opportunity of meeting some extraordinary people and hearing equally extraordinary stories. And that's where I met Dr. Roger Lear. He told us all about the alien implants he operated on in his facilities. Oh, there is just so much to it. I might do a whole podcast about that at some point. So I think I'm going to talk to the Wizard of LA today about UFOs. See what his thoughts are about it. Yeah, Dolores Cannon. Holy moly. Check that out. She when she was alive, she was doing a lot of, and Dr. Roger Lear has passed as well. Dolores Cannon, she used to do past life regressions, and that's how she found out about the UFOs. There's something to be said for when you take, you know, hundreds of people, thousands of people, through past life regressions, and a person out in Nebraska has similar experiences as a person in Arkansas, who has a similar experience as someone in California, who has a similar experience as etc., 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 all the way down the line. And when you got enough people who've never met each other collaborating on stories about Atlantis, UFOs, it puts question marks in your brain. It challenges you. Isn't that what we all want? We want to be challenged. We want to learn new things. I've known a lot of folks who say, I don't like surprises. Yes, you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't watch movies. Yes, you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't read books. You love surprises. Aren't you surprised when you see your favorite musician at, I don't know, Baskin-Robbins? Sitting there ordering your pralines and cream, and in walks Jeff Bridges. And you're like, oh my God! It's the dude! That's a surprise, right? That's a surprise. I don't know how someone who loves Big Lebowski wouldn't be surprised by seeing Jeff Bridges walk into an ice cream store. Right? So, happy World UFO Day. If you're not a believer, that's fine. That's fine, too. That's fine, too. If you want to learn more, why not check into it? You know, just look at it like it's science fiction. It's something fun to look at. Something fun to learn about. It's funny, a lot of folks who don't believe in UFOs or extraterrestrials and stuff, those are the same people who are still going to see movies, science fiction movies. Like Star Wars, right? Which have spaceships from space and extraterrestrials. Intriguing. A lot of those folks play role-playing games. Dungeons and Dragons. So there is that innate desire that where they're drawn to it. Maybe there's an innate fear of discovering something that combats their belief system that they're raised on. Oh my gosh, what would my church group say about this? Oh no. Oh no, what would my grandma say about this? Oh no. I'm not making fun. It's just that's what happens. We match up in our brains. Because a lot of times when we experience stuff, isn't it interesting? A lot of times when we experience stuff, we immediately think of people that we want to go back and tell the story to. Have you ever seen Run Lola Run? Which is awesome. Wonderful, a wonderful introduction to parallel universes. Run Lola Run. You see, she goes through that, like, Rolodex in her head, like a roulette table. Brrr, brrr. Who can I go to for this money to save my boyfriend? Who can I go to? Who? You're faced with the moment, you know, and sometimes when you don't know what to do, you think of all the resources. Or you experience something funny, you go, oh my God, wait till I tell my brother about this. Oh my God, wait till I tell this person about this. Well, what happens? What happens if a non-UFO believer actually saw a UFO? Would they feel reluctant to tell their friends? Do they not have a circle of friends? Any one person in that group who would appreciate such a story? There are those friends, quote, friends, unquote, that we have in our brains who we know we would immediately be met with a resounding no all the time. You know that if you offer an idea to them, they'll just say no right away. Imagine carrying that kind of spirit around with you day after day after day. If your entire inner circle and your inner circles are filled with naysayers and killjoys, could you imagine? Could you imagine? I applaud anyone who's able to follow their dreams, follow their joys, stay on course and focused in what they absolutely love doing, and still be surrounded by a series of people who are telling them that it cannot be done, that that could never happen. I applaud those people. And I also encourage those people to start magnetizing into their reality paradigm more folks who are filled with yes and, who are filled with, oh, wouldn't that be funny if folks who are more concerned about being playful with life as we know it. It's just so rewarding. I'm so, so grateful for that in my life. I can definitely say that this podcast would not be happening had I not decided to seek out those who made me feel good. Every single one of those people we carry around with us each and every single moment. Subliminally, they're always there in the back of our brain like ghosts. Like, I mean, think about how many people have reasons as to why, oh, no, I can't draw. No. No, I'm not an artist. No, I can't draw. Why can't you draw? No, I draw stick figures. No, I can't draw. Who told you you can't draw? Well, I had this teacher in fifth grade who didn't like my art. Oh, okay, who else? Well, my mom always told me stop drawing. You know, that's your, you know, you need to be a nurse. You can't. You know, you're not going to make any money as an artist making those silly drawings. Stop doing that now. Oh, so where's that teacher who told you that in fifth grade? Where are they? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing now. Oh, why are you still letting them have control over your brain and what you're choosing or not choosing to do? Where's your mom right now? Oh, she's, you know, she lives a few states away. Oh, does she live your life or do you live your life? Well, I live my life. That's a silly question. Oh. So, do you tell her what to do or what not to do or what's possible or what's not possible? Oh, no. Oh. Okay, so what value do you find in carrying that around? Because there's you find some kind of value in carrying around that anchor, that baggage. So the main point is we carry around the ghosts like we carry around those people, whether they've passed on, whether they're immediately in our reality experience, if they're on the outskirts of our reality experience, et cetera, et cetera. Close friends, acquaintances, et cetera, et cetera. We carry them around with us wherever we go. And then we decide how much value we're going to put into their opinions and into their belief systems. What's funny is we'll find sometimes we'll have friends who are very, 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 very critical. They want to be the leaders. They want to be the alpha, so to speak, making the decisions, leading the pack. And when you look closer, into how they're conducting their own life, it seems to be in shambles. Every one of their stories centers around a disaster. Every one of their stories centers around conflict, confrontation. Every one of their stories centers around competition. Every one of their stories centers around, in your face, I'm the best, I rule, I'm better than you. And you notice, is this person happy moment to moment? Is that the kind of blueprint that I want to infuse into my valuable, exciting, enlightening, joyful reality experience. Can you exist in the zone as well as being overly critical of each and every single step you take? Is that possible? The avatar that's speaking to you right now has not found that helpful to him. He's not found that helpful. Nor has he found it fun. Nor has he found it producing delicious fruits. He has, however, found that when there's an idea, tap it on the antenna, and he writes it down, or recently, putting it into a podcast, it produces more and more creativity. Growing the garden makes more flowers. Growing the trees makes more fruit. But I want the tree to grow. I want the tree to grow. Why isn't it growing? Are you spraying? What's in that thing you're spraying on it? Oh, it's weed killer. Why do these fruits taste so bad? What are you spraying on there? Pesticides. Oh. What if you held off on doing that? What if you fed the tree clean water and maybe set up a mosquito net around it or something so bugs don't get on it? You know, there are alternatives here. There are alternatives. It all depends on where we set our value system. That's it. Yeah. Oh, man. The application is where it's at. No matter how many times we'll hear it from someone, it will never ring as true as if we do it ourselves. So it's in the application process, applying it. I just can't seem to grow the rose bushes. Where are you trying to plant it? In the sand. Are rose bushes known to grow really well in the sand? Okay, National UFO Day, folks. I'll be talking a little more, bits and pieces here and there, on my way to Chinatown and through Chinatown. And most likely some stuff with the Wizard of LA after the show. So, having said that, Godspeed to you, and Excelsior. Wowzers, that was a fulfilling, cosmic enhanced episode of Inspirato Projecto Radio that we just had on K-Chung. If you're there to hear it, you know what I'm talking about. Funny thing is, and of course, he brought up a lot of points that I had brought up in this podcast before I went out to the show. Oh man, just so exciting. So, I'm on my way back home now. I got the file. I saved the file onto a thumb drive of today's show. I'll be uploading that to Mixcloud. If you'd like to hear that, go to mixcloud.com/inspiratoprojecto. Interestingly enough, this very podcast will be on there as well, because I hooked up the RSS feed to it. So, it'll have it on there. So, man, that was incredible. That was so incredible. That was so cool. Captain Nicholas was there to be our station manager once again. He set it all up, rocked and rolled it, and man, that was so great. Plus, we had the world famous Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast we played at the beginning of it. The Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast, as far as I know, it's not... Oh, you know what? It's on iTunes. It's on iTunes. So check that out. Check out Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. That's such a fun podcast. It's a celebrity gossip from the celebrity medium who tells you about all of the crazy stuff that's going on in the afterlife. All of the most recent celebrities who have passed on into the afterlife, in addition to celebrities you haven't probably thought about in a while. Ooh, see, okay, do you hear the wind? Do you feel the wind? I got on this microphone, it's got that fuzzy thing on the end of it. It's supposed to cancel the wind out. This is a perfect opportunity for something like that. We'll see how that is. See how that works. Mmm, such wonderful smells in the air. Mmm, herbs and spices. Oh, by the way, Douglas Clark, if you are listening to this, I played one of your songs from Tank Attack. I played Tank Attack. Also, PQ River, a.k.a. Brett E. Berman, I played Nitroglycerin Pep Club. I played a song. Please forgive me if I didn't write down. It was called Candy Hearts? Candy Heat? Candy... Good God. Everybody, check out Nitroglycerin Pep Club. They're on Bandcamp. They got quite a few albums out. A lot of great experimental music. Nitroglycerin Pep Club. PQ River also does the Overnightscape podcast, which is phenomenal. Check out also Tank Attack. They're on iTunes. I played a funny song called No Mo Fo Fo Show. I think that's what it was called. No Mo Fa Fo Show. Never heard a song about fa. Fa in my life. So there it is. There it was, and there it always shall be. Now and forevermore, quoth the raven. Forevermore, quoth the raven. Forevermore. Be thine magical. Forevermore, quoth the raven. Be forever spectacular, quoth the raven. Be forever an infinite being. Forevermore, quoth the raven. Quoth the raven. We are standing now at the Chinatown, Los Angeles. We're at the Chinatown, Los Angeles Gold Line right now. Gold. Have I mentioned to any of you that I had to go to speech classes growing up to try to pronounce my L's? L. Ooh, maybe I just put too much pressure on it. L. La 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 la. L. Gold. 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 Line. Gold. Gold. Hey, if any of you have techniques or ideas on how I can better pronounce the letter L, please let me know. I'm just usually very sloppy with it. I just barely touch my tongue on the roof of the mouth when I'm saying the letter L in those words. I just don't really do it. Maybe that's the thing. You need to practice saying the letter L. L. Lion. 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 Let me please pet the lion. Lion. L. The letter L. Leaving. I'm trying to put the tongue on the back of the teeth. Back of the teeth. I currently have a view of the Blossom Plaza. Blossom Plaza apartment complex. Also a place called The Shop. So if you ever are standing here at the Gold Line station of Chinatown, you too will know what the heck I'm looking at. This is all archived for my future self to rediscover someday. So that will be very helpful. Any of you guys have speech impedimentations? Maybe you have trouble saying letter R. Spaceship. Maybe you have a tricky time saying that word. R. Let's see. R's. W. What are some other words? Letters. Certain letters folks have tricky times with. There it is. Let's see if that'll cancel the wind out. Boy, that would be phenomenal, huh? This thing works the way that's advertised as. Today was I had a phenomenal episode talking with the Wizard of LA. July 4th is going to be a momentous event. Check out his Instagram, please. I implore you. I doth implore you. The Wizard of LA. By the way, I am nominated for the Podcast Awards for Best Arts Podcast. If you feel this to be true deep within your heart, please go to podcastawards.com and vote. Please, please, please do that. If you want to. It's definitely never ever an obligation. I'm putting the power into your hands. That's all for now. We'll talk more later. Does that sound fair? Take care.
Hi, it's Mickey Dolenz here. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Hello there. Remember when I took you guys on two separate trips to Best Buy to get things for the wedding video as well. That cord I got, I don't know if it's the cord's fault or if it's the hard drive, what the deal is, but I plugged it in to the computer and it said there was nothing on the hard drive. And I plugged it into a different computer and that also said there was no thing on the hard drive. So I'm very, very confused about the situation. So I ran to the bus. I was 30 seconds. I was right on the corner. I missed the bus by 30 seconds. I was waiting for the light to turn green. I put my finger up. I thought the bus driver saw me. I'm like, oh, wait. Bus went off. So here I am in this Starbucks parking lot waiting for an Uber driver. And so we're going to interview these guys. We're going to interview these guys. And see how that works. Hello.
Hi.
I assume you're Uber? Awesome. Yeah, you got that right. You got that right. How's it going today? Good. This is a crazy corner over here, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, going to your house. Hey, how do we go to your house now?
What's that?
How do we go? This crazy...
take a left here, man.
Take a left here?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like a crazy intersection.
It really is. It's crazy trying to explain this to someone.
Yeah.
So how long have you been driving Uber for?
Man, almost forever, man.
Yeah? You must like it a lot if you've driven it that long.
Not really. I mean, you know, like you're doing something, but looks like your hands are tied, you know. Mm. I'm trying to get into some other things, but, you know, I'm still struggling with those.
Right.
But for the meantime, you know, Uber still seem to, you know, be helping me with bills and everything. Let me say, most of the things I need to do.
Oh.
Yeah. You know.
I got to turn off my privacy thing. That eats away the battery like crazy. You notice that? When you got your, what is it? The location thing.
Yeah, okay.
The location eats it up.
Okay.
So you've been driving for a while, mm-hmm. and what else would you prefer to be doing? Like, what would you say would be, your dream job?
Right now, before I even started driving Uber, I used to be in the insurance industry as a broker.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah, no. An insurance broker.
Oh, insurance broker.
Yeah. So, I was doing it alongside Uber and,
And you're going to take a right onto the freeway here, man.
Okay.
You gotta get off on, like, Woodman.
Okay.
Take a left on Woodman.
So right now, I'm getting into some, you know, I'm just working on some business ideas.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time to think while you're driving, isn't there?
Yeah, so that's what I'm working on now.
Plus, I'm sure you come across a lot of interesting, people in the car, too, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that's one of the perks of the job, of driving Uber, of meeting all the different people?
The best thing for me is that flexibility.
Flexibility.
Yeah,
kind
of
being your own boss,
to
speak.
Oh, yeah, that's the best for me because, I mean, I can start any time, you know. Like today, I started like around 2, I woke up in the morning, went around for, you know, the business I'm trying to, you know, I can plan myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have to be, you know, like when you have an office job, you have to be at the office at a certain time.
Yeah.
You know, but this one, no, you know, I can start anytime I want, and, you know, so that's just the good thing about it, you know, but.
Do you have set hours that you do?
No, certain time?
No, you just kind of go whenever you want?
I can go whenever. So it depends on my other plans that I have for the day.
Mm.
So, you know, so like right now I have to, I'm going to have a telephone conference meeting at 8:30.
Mm.
So I'm going to switch off my Uber.
Gotcha.
And do the meeting with 2 other guys, you know. And after that, I may have to just start going home. Whenever it's 8:30, I'm going to switch off. So, you know, I program my business so that by 8:30, I'm done.
Oh, that's cool.
So have some meetings and so it's something that you can, you know, you can plan yourself around it.
I didn't realize that it was that the system was that sophisticated that knows how to plan that stuff out for you.
You can, you know, decide that you want to work from so-so time to so-so time and. Or just when it's, you know, closing up to the time that you need to go offline, just go offline, you know. You don't need to call anybody to say, hey, I'm going offline. No. Just turn off your app, that's it.
What's the farthest you've driven someone?
I've been to Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
cool. Never to like Vegas or Arizona or anything like that?
No.
I met a guy who had to drive someone all the way to San Diego one time.
Wow.
He drove all the way to San Diego. What a crazy ride that must have been. Do you think it would be worth it to take someone to San Diego? I mean, would you make enough for the gas?
No. Except if you're lucky to bring somebody back.
Oh, gotcha. Right? Oh, that's right, because you do got to drive back. Yeah, that makes sense.
If you don't drive somebody back, no, it's a waste of time. I can guarantee you that. If you go on a long trip, except if you get that rider when the price is surging. So maybe like the rider is paying like 2 or 3 times the normal price.
Oh.
Okay, that works for you. But if you just drive somebody all the way from here to San Diego on a flat rate, oh no.
Now, do you try to drive during the surge hours? Because I hear a lot of drivers do that. They try to get the surge times.
So how do you keep, if you have to keep waiting? So like some people wake up early in the morning to drive. I don't wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm.
What are the different hours during the day that are really the prime surge times?
So it's hard to tell. But usually, maybe like, you know, like that morning rush hour when people are going to work, and maybe like after 5 when people are still, when people are getting off work. But some days it doesn't, most days these days it doesn't even surge. It doesn't surge anymore because probably maybe there are enough drivers on the road, you know. But in the past it used to surge like during the rush hour.
Surge would happen primarily because there were not enough drivers in the area? Is that what was happening?
Mm-mm.
It could be because
there are too many people requesting for Uber at the same time. Yeah, it could happen. So sometimes, surge can even happen in hours that's not even rush hour. Maybe there's an event in a particular area and the event closes, all the people there start requesting for Uber. Within that area, it's going to start surging, you know?
Now, do you go to airports and stuff too?
Because I live close to the airport. Usually I start from there.
Yeah, are those good places to get a lot of fares?
Yeah, it's okay. But most times, as soon as you pick somebody from the airport, it's taking you away from there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Somebody's bringing you to Hollywood or taking you somewhere, you know?
So, do you want to get back into being a broker?
No, that's why I'm starting some. You know, like I said, I'm working on some business ideas now. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
No.
Sing? Do you sing?
No, I like music. I like to listen to music, but unfortunately, I can't sing.
Do you draw at all? Do you paint or draw?
Draw.
Like any sort of artistic interest?
Really.
No. What did you want to do when you were a little kid?
When
you were a little kid, like what was the dream? Do you want to be an astronaut or do you want to?
I can't even remember what I wanted to be.
No, you can't remember.
I don't remember. You know, as a kid, you would have said, "I wanted to be that. I wanted to be this." But as you're growing up, you're facing realities, and you know, I can't even remember if I ever said this is what I wanted to be.
So the meeting that you're getting at 8:30, is that about your new business idea?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's always good to brainstorm about what skills you got and what you're excited about and how to apply that stuff.
Yeah.
Have you met any, have there been any celebrities that you've driven around?
Take a left here.
Left here? No, I've not driven any celebrities.
No. No celebrities who try to be in disguise or anything?
No.
I've heard that happens every once in a while.
Maybe. Right here?
Keep going. I'm gonna stop right up here. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Okay, have a good night.
Bye. Do you get a lot of customers who are quiet, who want to just, you know, play
some
video games in the back seat?
Some just want to put their earphones on your ears and, you know, or just don't want to talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some too, you know. Yeah, it's either way. Some days to you, the driver. Some, like I've had a rider told me that, you know, he's tried to...
I just want to hear you a little bit.
Okay. He tried to start a conversation with the driver. It looks like the driver wasn't ready.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it happens. So, yeah. You know, the driver, too, could be having a bad day or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not in the mood to talk that day. And
yeah.
All he wanted to do is, I just want to drive, make some money.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah, so...
And plus, sometimes when people are tired and hungry, you get a different attitude going on sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't really want to talk. You're just like, okay, as soon as I stop, I'm going to eat or
exactly.
I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I just love talking to the Uber drivers because I know that... most of them, this is not their dream. You know, like, they don't want to drive Uber for the rest of their lives. They don't want to be... A lot of them I talk to, they feel like they're kind of in a hamster wheel. You know, they're just like... They're trying to... They're always just kind of in that thing. And so I like to talk to them so I can maybe bring out those talents and those passions, get them thinking about that again, so they can at least... Because, you know, if you're doing the same thing over and over and over again every single day, it could start to brainwash you into thinking, this is all that I can do.
I can do, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes if someone comes along and tries to pull out those other ideas, then maybe those sugar plums start dancing in their heads, you know, and they start thinking, oh, yeah, you know what? I've always liked drawing, so what the heck? I'm gonna start doodling again.
Yeah,
or, oh, what the heck? I've always liked singing, so maybe I'll go out and sing karaoke or, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
And I met an Uber driver the other day who... taught himself a couple of magic tricks on YouTube. And he rents himself out as a magician for little kids' parties.
Oh, really?
And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. You just learned a couple of magic tricks on YouTube, and then now you're doing these kids' parties, and wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then he taught himself ventriloquism, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool, too. So now he's adding that to it.
What did he teach himself?
He was just kind of... He started watching... he liked David Blaine. Do you know who that magician is?
No.
Well, there's a magician called David Blaine, and he really liked what that guy was doing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be here at Best Buy, so you could drop me off anywhere here.
Okay.
And so he's like, hey, I want to learn some magic tricks. So then he went on to YouTube.
Mm.
Kind of cool. Anyway, what's your name again?
Charles.
Yeah. Oh, that's my dad's name.
All right.
Pleasure to meet you, Charles.
Nice to meet you, man.
And may all your dreams come true.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right,
bye. He's a nice fellow, right? Charles. So, now, let's see what goes on with this cord. I'm not taking you in this time. This is where our journey ends until I pick it up afterwards. Oh, it'll be on the bus. I think we'll hop on a bus if we got enough battery. Take care. I'm not gonna bore you guys with the gory details of my trip to Best Buy. It's not what I'm here for. To help awaken your utmost phantasm. That's what I'm here for. So, we're going to read a little bit from the idea book here. Here's something I wrote down. I think we left off. It had to do with iLibertine. finding the commonalities and building from there, growing similarities. That's all there is to it. Finding the commonalities, building from there, growing the similarities. A team of filmmakers who set their stories and characters in the same universe. All make references to films, bands, movies, art that relate to friends' projects or things in the other films. You know, this was before Heroes came out, which now I just realized Matt Armstrong is the name of the guy. I was trying to figure out his name. Matt Armstrong is the name of the exploding man who appeared in Heroes, and he's the guy I was in a play with at College DuPage in Glen Ellen, Illinois. It was called Desire Under the Elms, a Tennessee Williams play. He stepped in because the guy, I think guy that he stepped in for broke his leg or something. Matt Armstrong, good guy. So, this concept here with friends putting, you know, kind of making it seem like it's in the same universe. Something like that was similar with the J.J. Abrams stuff and the guy who did Heroes, because Slesho appeared in Heroes. Slesho appeared in Alias. That's where it first appeared, from what I understand. And then Slesho was a main thing that... Jen, I'm gonna clean up all that stuff, by the way. I'm just finishing off this podcast. And then Cloverfield, of course. Star Trek, they talked about a Slesho drink that was in Star Trek, which was awesome. So it's just really cool that they made it look like, okay, cool, we're all in the same universe. Here's an idea here. Record all answering machine messages. Well, it's interesting. That was back when I had an answer machine message that had tape. Now I'm adding my voicemails to these podcasts. So how cool is that? Get to see the fruition of that. Here's an idea. What is this? Becoming more aware of the background. Looking from the background to the foreground and everything in between. Finding the similarities in the physical realm that apply towards the wishes and intentions we previously envisioned and seeing the way in which they are presented to us. I gotta read that again. Becoming more aware of the background. Looking from the background to the foreground and everything in between. Finding the similarities in the physical realm that apply towards the wishes, intentions we previously envisioned and seeing the way in which they are presented to us. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. That was something we had talked about before. So, all of the things we see going on right now, all the good fortune, all the excitement, all the gratitude, even all the things that seem not so good for us, that we don't prefer, tracing it back to those moments in time where we had a very strong reaction, a very passionate, electric vibe towards a particular thing. And then bam, okay, it was because I thought of this, and now here's this happening. Oh, it's because of that. And then when you look at that, you go, all right, well, now I know how to better place my intentions. Because I know by example. Here's what I've done in the past. Here's how it's manifested. Okay, cool. Knowing this and moving forward, what would be more preferable outcomes? Here's another one. Oh, get a copy of iLibertine. Yeah, I talked about iLibertine. Frederick J. Ewing, the book that was invented, which was an imaginary book by Gene Shepard, created by his listeners, the Night People, and then how that became a New York Times bestseller without actually existing, and then actually creating the real book version, and that becoming a New York Times bestseller. That really deserves a movie about it. Contact Ken Nordine. Wow, Ken Nordine. I contacted him years ago, and he actually got back to me. He gave me a couple of poems about serendipity, which I printed up somewhere, and I promise I will find them, and I will read them. I've been meaning to do something with those. Ken Nordine, he's still alive as far as I know. Phenomenal voice. I mean, wowzers. I mean, just a great guy. You gotta check out his stuff. Ken Nordine. Check him out. does great audio soundscapes, a lot of fun with sound. He's a huge influence on why I do what I do. I could even push this farther. I know I could push this farther, adding more layers, more sounds. Here's something. The Nation. What is this? Oh, I didn't finish my Ken Nordine thing. Okay, contact Ken Nordine. Transfer his A-B poem and make a music video for it. Okay, so I guess he's got a poem called A-B, which I need to look back into. Oh, here's something fun. The Hot Air Balloon Postal Service. That's awesome. Hot Air Balloon Postal Service. That would be great. Been looking around lately, which reminds me of carrier pigeons. Been looking around lately for carrier pigeons and how to send carrier pigeon messages. I would love to just start sending carrier pigeon messages. So, here's something. So, yeah, The Nation. Here's something I put here. The Nation. And then in parentheses, Notion Motion with a K. K-N-O-T-I-O-N. Motion, notion. Ooh, like to know something. No, I have a notion. So that's knowing something in action. I have a notion. Bam, something I know. I'm putting into action. That's cool. Motion. Opening up with a horde of people, following them through hallways and stairwells. Photographers, cameras, interviewers. What is that? Opening up with a horde of people, following them through hallways and stairwells. Photographers, cameras, interviewers. I don't know what that is. Unity 3D video game maker. Oh yeah, I would love to make a video game. I've got great fun ideas for video games. What is this I put here? No. Oh, Vivian Stanshall bit in Bed Peace film. Vivian Stanshall bit in Bed Peace film. Vivian Stanshall is the man. He was in the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band appeared in the movie Magical Mystery Tour. They sing, "Death Cab for Cutie, a Death Cab for Cutie." Now, you probably know that band, Death Cab for Cutie. That's where they got the name from. Vivian Stanshall looked suspiciously a lot like Paul McCartney with prosthetics on his face. This is why a lot of folks think that... Gosh. Look up Paul is Dead. Do me that favor. Look up Vivian Stanshall. V-I-V-I-A-N S-T-A-N-S-H-A-L-L Vivian Stanshall. Paul is Dead. Paul McCartney. You'll go down rabbit hole. Billy Shears. You know, these are William Campbell. These are names that all fit together. So the idea is that Vivian Stanshall is really actually the alter ego of, well, the artist formerly known as Paul McCartney, who's actually Billy Shears. That's a whole crazy thing. Apparently he appears in the Bed Peace film with John Lennon and Yoko Ono. So there's something I wrote here. No Nose. N-O-K-N-O-W-S. No Nose. And then there's arrow over here that goes, it says, attracting the most. No Nose. Attracting the most. Interesting. no-nos attracting the most. And then I have parenthesis here that says, okay, so no-nos. Practicing saying important things to one another with a wall of people saying no. Interesting. Practicing saying important things to one another with a wall of people saying no. Oh, shoot. I'm supposed to do laundry. One second. You know what? I think I'm going to end this here. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I got to bust out of here. I still got to do laundry. I got a Yachtly Cruise show tomorrow. Private show. I hope all is well with you all. Keep the Inspirato flowing. Keep that in mind. Take care.